Hello, I'm Howard McHugh, Director of Building Solutions at RDK Engineers in Andover, Mass, and welcome to another Engineered Systems podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about my philosophy on qualifying RFPs, RFPs being requests for proposals. A certain percentage of your work comes through RFPs, and RFPs are a cost of doing business. But you have to be very careful when you're pursuing RFPs because there is a direct cost to you and your group in responding to them. It'll take time away from billable work to respond to an RFP, and this time may consume one or more people in your group putting together a scope of work and a fee to do the work. There's also an indirect cost because in back of this proposal is probably a marketing staff who's supporting your efforts in putting together the RFP. The more RFPs you pursue, the more marketing help you will require. And that's where the costs can really climb up between your group spending time on RFPs and the marketing group spending time on RFPs. We're very proactive in qualifying requests for proposals that come into our group. First, what we do is we want to know who the individual or the firm is that's asking for this request for proposal. Because basically, they're coming to us saying, I want you to spend your time and money to give me a scope and fee to possibly work for me. So the next thing we have to do is assess what are our chances on closing this. Is this proposal going to be selected on best value, or are they simply going to go with low price? If we can qualify this and know that they're going with low price, we won't even bother because we aren't necessarily the low price and we're not necessarily the high price, but to get the job and the decision is on dollars only, then we really feel we have more to offer, and this particular person looking for a proposal doesn't appreciate that value. But we take these proposals seriously and we strive for a 70% closing ratio. Now, a lot of firms probably don't even know what their closing ratio is. I've noticed that over the years that proposals go out and you win them or lose them, or maybe you never even hear anything more from that person and you don't know if the thing died on the vine or someone else was selected. So it's important when we put out a proposal, we track that and we track it up to 60 days. If there's no activity during those 60 days, or if the person who asked you for the proposal doesn't provide you with the professional courtesy to tell you the status of the proposal and why there hasn't been a decision at this point, then at the end of 60 days, we cancel that proposal. You'd be surprised how often, though, when you do that the person will come back and say, oh, no, wait, we just haven't made a decision yet, but we really want you to do the work. And I would say one out of three of our proposals we canceled actually turn into projects. And it catches the person, I guess, off guard who had asked for the proposal in the first place. But that's really not how you want to do business. You want to approach this as a business and you expect the person at the other end to approach it as a business. And they've asked for your time and the cost to do business, and it's only right that this should be addressed in a proper and professional way. So again, qualifying your RFP is very important. It's not a recreation sport, it's a business. It costs you direct costs, it costs you indirect costs. If you're not tracking your closing ratio and you actually have a very low closing ratio, then that means you're spending an awful lot of money on overhead and you're not getting results. So as you go forward and pursue requests for proposals in the future, keep that in mind. Qualify the proposal, and you're entitled to do that because it's your time and your money. Track that proposal, and if there's no activity, then cancel it so that in the future, if this person or firm calls you again for a proposal, you can make the decision right there that you're not interested in spending your money and time on their proposal. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you soon. I'm Howard McHugh.